The Hashish Eater, or The Apocalypse of Evil, by Clark Ashton Smith. Bow down. I am the Emperor of Dreams. I crown me with the million-colored sun of secret worlds, incredible, and take their trailing skies for vestment, when I saw her throned on the mounting zenith and illume the space-ward flown horizons infinite. Like rampant monsters roaring for their glut, the fiery crested oceans rise and rise, by jealous moons maleficently urged to follow me forever. Mountains horned with peaks of sharpest adamant and marred with sulfur-lit volcanoes, lava-langed, usurp the skies with thunder, but in vain, and continents of serpent-shapen trees with slimy trunks that lengthen league by league pursue my flight through ages spurned to fire by that supreme ascendance. Sorcerers and evil kings, predominantly armed with scrolls of fulvous dragon skin, whereon are worm-like runes of ever-twisting flame, would stay me, and the sirens of the stars, with foam light songs from silver fragrance wrought, would lure me to their crystal reefs and moons where viper-eyed senescent devils dwell, with antic gnomes abominably wise, heave up their icy horns across my way. But naught deters me from the goal ordained by suns and eons and immortal wars and sung by moons and motes. The goal whose name is all the secret of forgotten glyphs, by sinful gods in torrid rubies writ, for ending of a brazen book. The goal whereat my soaring ecstasy may stand in amplest heavens multiplied to hold my hordes of thunder-vested avatars and Promethean armies of my thought that brandish claspid levins. There I call my memories intolerably clad in light the peaks of paradise may wear, and lead the Armageddon of my dreams, whose instant shout of triumph is become immensity's own music. For their feet are founded on innumerable worlds, remote and alien epochs, and their arms upraised are columns potent to exalt with ease ineffable the countless thrones of all the gods that are and gods to be, or bear the seats of Asmodai and Set above the seventh paradise. Supreme in culminant omniscience manifold, and served by senses multitudinous, far posted on the shifting walls of time, with eyes that roam the star unwinnowed fields of utter night and chaos, I convoke the babel of their visions and attend at once their myriad witness. I behold an ombos where the fallen titans dwell, with mountain-builded walls and gulfs for moat, the secret cleft that cunning dwarves have dug beneath an alp-like buttress. And I list, too late, the clang of adamantine gongs, dinned by their drowsy guardians, whose feet have felt the wasp-like sting of little knives embrued with slobber of the basilisk or juice of wounded upas. And I see, in guardians of a crimson-litten world, the sacred flower with lips of purple flesh and silver-lashed, vermilion-lidded eyes of torpid azure, whom his furtive priests at moonless eve in terror seek to slay with bubbling grails of sacrificial blood that hide a hueless poison. And I read upon the tongue of a forgotten sphinx the annulling word a spiteful demon wrote with gall of slain chimeras. And I know what pentacles the lunar wizards use that once allured the gulf-returning rock with 10 great wings of a furled storm to pause midmost an alabaster mount, and there, with boulder-weighted webs of dragon's gut, uplift by cranes a captive giant built, they wound the monstrous moon-quake-throbbing bird, and plucked from off his saber-taloned feet Uranian sapphires fast in frozen blood with amethysts from Mars. I lean to read with slant-lipped mages in an evil star the monstrous archives of a war that ran through wasted eons and the prophecy of wars renewed that shall commemorate some enmity of wyvern-headed kings even to the brink of time. I know the blooms of bluish fungus freaked with mercury that bloat within the craters of the moon, and in one still selenic hour have shrunk to pools of slime and fetor. And I know what clammy blossoms, blanched and cavern-grown, are proffered in Uranos to their gods by mole-eyed peoples, and the livid seed of some black fruit a king in Saturn ate, which, cast upon his tinkling palace floor, took root between the burnished flags, and now hath mounted and become a hellish tree, whose lithe and hairy branches, lined with mouths, net like 100 ropes his lurching throne, and strain at starting pillars. I behold the slowly thronging corals that usurp some harbor of a million-masted sea, and sun them on the league-long wharves of gold. Bulks of enormous crimson, kraken-limbed and kraken-headed, lifting up as crowns the octyremes of perished emperors, and galleys fraught with royal gems that sailed from a sea-deserted haven.